Now, I think insurance companies always say things like gravel on a driveway they like is trying to, well, be a sign to be an indicator of a thief. But unfortunately, this isn't something that's helped in Stafford. I have just stepped into an open garage, a very nice carport, if you like, in the home of Emily Austin in Warton-on-the-Hill in Stafford. I am stood, quite literally, Emily, probably on the spot.
Yeah.
Mabel's passenger seat would be, if she was parked here.
Yeah.
But Emily, your beloved Mabel, your Minnie, went missing on Monday.
Yeah.
She's not here. Tell me about Mabel. She's a special car to you, isn't she?
Yeah, so she's a white classic Minnie. I got her just before my 16th birthday to do up kind of over that year for my 17th. So learned to drive in it. Used it as my daily run around for quite a few years. And we've restored her over the last kind of couple of years to a concourse condition Minnie.
So hours and hours of love and attention have gone into making her what she is.
A lot of hours of love and attention, a lot of weekends, late nights.
And it's only been a couple of weeks since she was last shown off in all her glory at a show, wasn't it?
Yeah, she got shown at the British Mini Club at Bingley Hall.
Well, just a few nights ago, she was still parked where we stood now. And if I come to your mum, Ruth, actually. Ruth, you're the person that first discovered that Mabel was missing.
Just went out to put some rubbish into the dustbin, turned round, and to my absolute shock and amazement and horror, she was missing out of the garage.
First thing, I guess, check if the car keys are still here.
That's correct. Yeah, we checked. They were still in the house, in the drawer where they'd been left.
And you, as mum, had the job of trying to break the news to Emily that the car was gone.
Yeah, it was pretty distressing for all of us, and obviously pretty distressing for Emily as well. It was her first car, and it's got a huge sentimental attachment for all of us.
Emily, if you could speak to somebody that might have the car, what would you try and say to them?
I mean, it has huge sentimental value. It's the car I'm supposed to be getting married in, driving to my venue in. I love to drive it. I don't really care. Just bring it back. You've had your fun. Just bring it back.
Yeah. And vintage Minis like this, classic Minis, their value is very difficult to put a price on, isn't it? Because you will have invested a lot of money into making it what it is, but somebody who knows about Minis might recognise the value she has.
Yeah, there has been a lot of money gone into it. It's even more exciting when you save up for something and then it gets done and you can see the progress. Not only the kind of the monetary value, but the sentimental value. Like, there's a lot of memories in the car over the years, like really cool days out, like trips.
And if this spot where we stood in now turns out that Mabel gets returned and somehow she's found and brought back to you, what will it feel like on your wedding day this autumn when you're driving off in Mabel to go and tie the knot?
There isn't really the words for it. Like, it would just be really, really cool. A lovely thing to happen. It would kind of just put the cherry on the cake for the day.
Well, I'm sure we all really, really hope that you find Mabel and you have your white car for your white dress for your big day.